And dear God, we thank you in the wondrous name of Jesus that you're here in the presence this day. And Lord, we just ask that you would completely captivate our hearts and minds this morning. Help us to redeem this time. Let us not be distracted. May we really pay attention to the moment that we are in your Word, in your presence, in your truth. And Lord, we just ask that the Holy Spirit would come. Anoint these people. Anoint your speaker. Anoint the Word of God in our lives. God, don't let it return void. We know that that's a promise. Thank you, Jesus. And it's in your precious name we say thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise you, Lord. If you'd open your Bibles with me today, we're going to the third chapter of Philippians. That's the third chapter of Philippians, and we'll begin reading in verse 12. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise God. And today, brothers and sisters, we're going to settle into the 12th verse, and specifically in the end of that 12th verse where it says, which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Now, this is truly as exciting as it could possibly get. This is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus invitation. To think that God would break bread with us like that. I just totally blown away at His love for me. That very God of very God has invited us in to partake of this truth. To partake with His Son. The offering by God Himself into the very crown glory with His Son. Now, Darby translation says the 12th verse like this. And listen up here. That I, not that I, have already obtained the prize, or am already perfected or matured. But I pursue, if also I may get possession of the prize, seeing that already I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus. Amen. Isn't that awesome? And see, what struck my heart, brothers and sisters, I'm just telling you, God began dealing with me a couple weeks ago with this one, is we are apprehended by grace. The grace of God has apprehended us. So amazing. And in that grace, brothers and sisters, it's the enabling power in us to win Him. We rejoice that it was grace that saw us in ages past. We are so thankful that grace is what saved us upon the cross. Today, I'm truly loving and looking forward. It's going to be grace that brings me home. Not a moment too soon, not a moment too late. It's going to be perfect. But Lord, could it be today? Hallelujah. And if we will just but apprehend this grace, brothers and sisters, it says that a crown of righteousness. Whoa, okay. He's testing me today, I'll tell you. It's been quite a week. But if I will just apprehend, praise God, this grace, it's a crown of righteousness. Amen. See, not even anything's going to deter us by the grace of God or what He's after today. But it's a crown of righteousness. Listen. It's the wonderful position that we can have standing beside Christ, my bridegroom, in a sun glory, and that's what awaits us. And how wonderful, brothers and sisters, the realization truly, you've heard this before, why can't you just not have it all? Well, you can have it all in Christ Jesus. You think about the all that He's given us. The offering that He has before us. The midst of the throne, the jointly reigning, the crown, and mostly Christ Jesus, my bridegroom. And it's all by grace. All by grace. Now, you get to thinking about that, and you get to speaking to someone about that, and they'd say, well, that just sounds way too good, way too beyond good to be true. Well, that's exactly what grace is. It's exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. It's the exceeding great and precious promises. It's the very dimensions of all of the love of God. I was thinking as the Lord brought me into it, it takes us onto paths that we could never go. It makes us who we could never be. You think about that. Grace is what makes you worship the Lord. Grace is what causes you to come in here with an open heart and say, Lord, I need you. I need you to fill my life. It's the grace of God that causes you to come out of yourself, to let go of all those selfish wants and desires and say, Jesus, thy will be done in my life. God, I have desires in my life. I understand that. But most importantly, fill me with the very desires of your heart. That's the grace of God, brothers and sisters. That's the grace that will win Him as bridegroom. And the call, praise the Lord, right out there on the front steps of this church, 2 Peter 3:18, it says, grow in grace. Grow in it. Apprehend it. Lay hold of it. Because it truly is all the dimensions of the very love of God. It's the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. But most importantly, it's yours. It's mine. He's given it to us. And even beyond that, what's so precious is He wants us all, the family of God, to come and comprehend this together. And I just can't fathom the love of God and how we are knit together in His love. It's just the realization, brothers and sisters, that when we embrace that, when we apprehend that grace, that we grow up into Him, into the very fullness of the glory that He wants in our lives. Yet, I think sometimes, well, Lord, why does my thoughts go to thinking that I've got to do it? Why do my thoughts often stray that I have to hold on to something? Well, the devil's always on the job. And any time and any moment he can get us out of living and abiding in the grace of God, he'll do just that. I've even seen him try to put the spin on it. Well, you go ahead and hold on to grace. Let me tell you something. Without a vision, the people perish. And your vision better be grace holds on to you. And that's it. It's got you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It has you. As Brother Hill used to say, it's our rocking chair. And praise God, I've truly had to get up into that rocking chair this week and say, Lord, you're holding me, but I need to snuggle up even a little closer right now. And there's nothing like it. Praise the Lord. I'm finding out more and more how much God is for me. He's for you. Absolutely, completely. You're the apple of His eye. You're His child. I think about my love for my children. I'd want anything and everything good for them in their life. I believe God has given me a love for my children that is very strong. But the love that your Father has for you, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, you couldn't even imagine it. You couldn't scratch the surface. All He's asked you to do is come in and apprehend it because it's my Son. It's the grace of God. That's my love for you. I gave it to you. I freely gave it to you. It's right there for you every moment. You take the Holy Spirit and you have that love of God shed abroad in your life. And you'll want to come in, and you'll want to come in boldly and embrace the things that God has for us. So precious, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. But let's let this grace grow in our lives. And I appreciate the Lord even breaking it down for me a little bit more. Grow in grace. He said, son, jump in. Jump in. He said, son, grace is like a big, giant, infinite ocean, and you just get in. You just get in. You just get in there, and by the grace of God, I'll tell you what, you just stay in there. You immerse yourself in it, and you'll grow. I just get in there, and by the grace of God, He just does all the work. Isn't that wondrous? Isn't that awesome to think that that's how encapsulating this wonderful Word of God is? And just a reminder to all Christians, I don't know, some might hear this that might not necessarily agree, but every child of God, God began there in the first place. Every child of God began there in the first place. It was grace that saved every one of us. Every one of us. It's just a tragedy that most of God's precious people, they don't swim there anymore. Most of them I see are just kind of standing on the bank with their feet barely in it. Oh, God help us. God help us to launch out and go deep. Do we really pray for that? Do we say, Lord, whatever it takes? Lord, when I really did say, I will go, is that something that is really true in my heart? And when you bring these trials in my life, am I really willing to go? Every single one of those foreordained good works that I should walk in them. See, it's inevitable that there are going to be trials. We've been rejoicing in that. But only when they're met in faith, brothers and sisters, are we going to get the victorious, wondrous victory that God has for us. It's the truth. Praise the Lord. I'm so thankful. God has shown me. I can know He's my healer. I can know that He is for me. But until I get in there and I say, Lord, I got to embrace this grace that You've given. I want to immerse myself in it. I'm never going to have the rest of God. Knowing it here and living it here are two totally different things, brothers and sisters. And God will take us there because He so loves us. He's going to press us out of measure. He's going to have us even despairing of our own life. Absolutely. But then I have to understand this is the God that there's nothing hard for. This is the God I understand that is for me, and if He be for me, who could be against me? This is the God that says that none of them plagues of Egypt shall ever even come unto you. And praise God, this is the one that heals all my diseases. I'm not just talking about my body. I'm talking about my mind. I'm talking about the wicked man that I am. I know that God is perfecting something here today. I know that God is looking at us as these wonderful vessels. You've been created and prepared for Him to fill you with the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord, whatever it takes. I thank Him. It's sweet to the mouth. It's honey as it's coming in. But I'm going to tell you, when you get in there and you start feeding on Him, it's going to get bitter to the stomach. Absolutely. God didn't hide anything from us, brothers and sisters. He wants us to win His best. Faith trusts Him. And the grace of God is there to give us all the faith that we could ever need to move. Man, I love David. He said, Lord, increase my steps. He found that He was a God that would never allow him to be separated from His love. How about let go and let God? Now that's an absolutely precious thing. What do you think? Amen? Oh, amen. Okay, a little quiet today. I'll have to wake you up. But I let go and I let God. And then what? And then what? Oh my. Come on now, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Well, I'm just talking to the ones that aren't, how about this, so self-righteous that they've never been there. Okay now, let's get it straight. I let go and I let God, and then what? I let go and I let God, and it's still not sitting perfect in my heart because I don't have any rest. You know what He just continues to show me and how mightily He brought it to me again this week? He said, son, you let go, you let me, and you receive my grace. Amen. Brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, we do go into that throne room. We go in there. Don't think we really imagine or can even comprehend in the name of Jesus what we're in the presence of. The Trinity that's so for us. My wonderful Jesus at the right hand of His Father. Yes, hallelujah. And I go in there with my trials, my problems. I hope we go in there a lot of times with praise too, but we're going to focus on some trials today. I think there's a couple out there that might have some. But I go in there and I give it to the Lord. And I say, it's yours, Jesus, because you've caused my heart to believe you without a doubt that I'm coming there because that's what your words told me. I don't see maybe how it's going to work. I don't know how this thing's all going to work out. But I'm coming there in faith because you put it upon my heart. And I'm believing that God is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now I'm going to tell you something though. He always gives you something back. And that's grace. He always gives you grace. You can take your burden to the Lord and you can leave it there. But if you don't receive the grace of God, you're going to pick it back up. You've got to have your arms and your hands so full of the grace of God when you go in there that you can't pick anything else up, that it's done, that, Lord, I'm coming out of there with absolute, with complete victory in Jesus. And I've got it. And it's got me. And I'm embracing it. And it is so powerful. Grace is the power of God. Grace is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Grace hung upon that cross and bled it for us. Washed my sins away. And it's grace that's sanctifying me more and more and more. It's setting me apart to Him. It's nothing of my doing. It's nothing that I could ever want. I'm finding out it's grace and grace alone that God is bringing me into some fellowship with Him, into dinners that are so intimate, into things that, oh God, I could have never gone that way without You. Amen. And God is able to make all grace abound toward us. See, that's Him. Isn't that just awesome to think? Well, we understand that this grace is so significant, it's so awesome, it's so powerful. But yet here is the God of all comfort, the God of all love. And He's saying, I've made it so that all grace abound toward you. All. Not some, not a little bit, not a whole bunch, but all. All. That you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. You've got victory. You can't lose. I'm just so grateful to God. The victory's been won. That provision's been laid aside for you. It's there. I think we're going in and getting it today. What do you think, sister? I do. But I believe that we're being pressed to say, am I able? Am I fully able? Am I so beyond able for you? You see, forgetting about something, brothers and sisters, and trusting God for something are two totally different things. Spacing out something or just ignoring something never deals with it. But when we give it to God, brothers and sisters, it is dealt with. I was thinking how precious it was to listen to Brother Ty and Brother Dave. And Brother Dave was right on the heart of God. I believe my heart's right there with him. You take your burden to the Lord and you leave it there. And receive the grace. Be so full of it that you don't pick that old stuff back up. See, that's the deliverance. I'm seeing it. Lord, I don't have to go in there sheepishly and say, Lord, I know that You're for me. And then kind of just going back out. No, He wants you to dwell there. He wants you to receive of Him. Now, I understand He's going to send me back out and send me back in. I'm starting to understand that as well, too. But I'm dwelling in the throne room wherever I go. But He's got a plan and He's got a vision for our lives, brothers and sisters. And there's going to be deserts out there. There's going to be valleys out there. There's going to be times of such darkness, you're not even going to see which way is up. Kind of almost been there in a couple storms in a plane. But see, He does. He's got it. You know that song, you know, when I was a little guy, He's got the whole world in His hand. And I love that. I did. I was thinking how that, just that little thing gave me peace. How simple. But when I realized He's got me, that's when it all came home. Amen. He's got you. He's got you right there. And He walks with you and He talks with you. And I'm His own. Amen. I'm His own. I'm His family. That's my Father. And I go in there boldly and I talk to my Father. And I say, Dad, I got a problem. Dad, I've got an issue. Like I told you many times before, I appreciated the daddy He gave me and all those conversations I had with Him. But He couldn't do it. But you got a Father who's already done it. Completely finished for you. And He knows. He knows. I don't have to know because He knows. I don't have to see it because He's already seen it and done it. Praise God, this is the Father that takes us not just by the hand, He carries me. Amen. He's got me in His arms. There are no joint footprints there, I'm finding. I've just jumped in His arms and said, Lord, You've got to do it. Amen. I can't do this no more. We're talking about finishing with joy, brothers and sisters. And if I ever start getting out and trying to do it on my own, I'm going to miss it. I can say it all the time. Well, I'm trusting God. I'm believing God. I know God's going to take care of it. Until you give it to Him and you take the grace of God, it's going to be there the rest of your life. You'll never be delivered from it. I'm telling you, I know, because He's pressing me to give it to you and to my life, that we have to embrace the grace of God, or we will be stuck. We will be returning to that same evil cycle, that sin that so easily besets us, our lack of faith, that sin that God spoke through Paul. Don't let it reign in your life. Do you want to be delivered from that today? I'm saying today, it's so mighty. He took me there this week. There was a fear in my life. And God took it. I kept going in there and I said, Lord, why isn't it going away? Why do I still carry this thing around? Grace, son. Grace. How about we go a little higher? I think we ought to go higher. Grace in us, brothers and sisters, is what's going to win the bridegroom. That's it. Grace in you. Christ in me is the hope of glory. He's full of grace. It's. I hope we're taking big bites of this peach this morning. Words fail us, but the Holy Spirit, I'll tell you, He'll take you there. Grace is the power that molds us into the full overcomers in Christ Jesus. Grace allows us to serve God acceptably. Isn't that awesome? Talk to people. I don't know how to be a Christian. What do I got to do? I don't know how to pray. Grace causes you to serve God acceptably. Grace causes you to be a worshiper. Grace causes us to abide faithful. Grace causes us to study our Bible, to pray, to willingly open ourselves to the Word of God, to open our lives to Him, that we want to be changed from glory to glory. Oh, that sounds so good. You ever thought what a glory is? A glory is a Red Sea. A glory is, Lord, there's no way I could be that man I hope to be. Not even a chance. But a glory is saying, Lord, whatever it takes, because I know You're fully able and willing. And if You caused me to be able to receive it, I'm telling You now, Lord, let's receive it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Grace frees me from my inhibitions. From the things I cannot escape. Grace has already made the way of escape. That's right. Yeah. You can't lose. Grace frees me from my pride and my fears. How about grace making me thankful to go to church? Amen. Oh, how many times, and I do hear different ones, well, I'm just going anyways. I'm not going to let so-and-so defeat me from going to church. Let me tell you something. You better get thankful to go to church. You better be thankful for the message that's preached at this place. You better get on your knees and say, God, help me to mend my heart to want to get in around the people of like precious faith. God, help me to understand that You're doing me the favor.
And by grace, I don't know how you do it, but I bless you then, don't I? This is good stuff. I just, I'm just so thankful to be with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord's got to get us in some places to visit with us. Sometimes He's got to hold our cheeks back. Keep thrashing around, trying to look out, trying to do this. No, I got to have my attention over there, Lord. And He just kind of gets you. And He says, oh no, you're going to look right here. You're going to look at me. You're going to look into my eyes. Because you can't look anywhere else now, can you? And I can see the tears in His eyes too as He looks at me in absolute love. He says, son, I got you right where you need to be. He's got us, brothers and sisters. But grace is convicting our hearts to want to please Him, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? You want to please the Lord here today? It's because of the grace of God. Grace of God is causing you to be changed into the very image of Christ. The grace of God is causing you to be Christ-like. The grace of God is causing people to know that I've been with Jesus. Been with Him. Abiding with Him. The glory of God is thick. You talk about a mantle, I want to walk all over this place with it. Let it fall on me, Lord. Double portion. Let's even go beyond that. You said it was exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. Let's go. It's grace, brothers and sisters, that's building us up and giving us an inheritance among all them also that are sanctified.
Amen.
And it's abounding grace in us. That's the bridal love. The abounding grace in you. Got to be in you.
Amen.
That's the bridal love that the Father is searching for His Son. And it's not, brothers and sisters, that we have already obtained the prize or am already perfected, but we press that we may apprehend the prize, seeing that we are already apprehended by Christ Jesus, the grace of God. Let's pray. Just praise the Lord. Why don't you just praise the Lord? Stand and praise the Lord. Just stand and praise Him. Thank you. Thank you. God, we thank You again in the name of Your wondrous Son, Jesus. We commit this time to You. Thank You for bringing Your glory here today. God, let that Christ grow up in us. May it be the full Shekinah glory, Lord, that just radiates through these people as only You can, Lord. Help us to want to go on to be the wondrous jewels that are set in Your kingdom, the very jasper glory. And we thank You and we praise You and give You that praise forever and ever in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.